Sharing stories around a campfire is something people have done since the beginning of time. And this weekend, that tradition is continuing with the Campfire Theater Festival. This three-day festival combines theater and storytelling, and it will include everything from readings to workshops to clowning. Yep, clowning. It begins Friday at Boise Contemporary Theater in Boise. And joining me live in studio to talk more about this year's festival is the Executive Director, Amanda Bashnegel, and Producing Director, Caitlin Susan Hartshorn. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Thanks for having us. Yeah.
This is your second year. So tell me how it got started last year.
Campfire was sort of the brainchild of myself, Caitlin, and our artistic director, Dana Smith. We all graduated from Boise State University in 2016, and we're sort of looking for work and trying to find a way to tell new stories in Idaho. So we made our own festival to bring artists in and do what we wanted to do.
Isn't that the best way to do it, right?
Yeah. Well, I think a big part of it, too, was that we had all gone out of state to do separate internships and whatnot, just to get the feel for theater outside of Boise. And we all discovered that we're interested in new work. And so when we came back, we were like, how do we continue this momentum? And I think it was a niche that Boise was missing at the time.
So tell me about that when you say, you know, different or new types of you know, art. What does that look like at the Campfire Theater Festival? Maybe I can ask you, Caitlin.
Absolutely. So Boise Contemporary Theater does a lot of contemporary work and some new work as well. We are interested in getting new plays, so from young playwrights or playwrights who haven't gotten anything produced yet. And we wanted to tell stories that haven't been told yet. So that was kind of what we were looking for.
A lot of the plays that we have selected have never seen a stage before. We are the first people to ever put them up in front of an audience.
So what does the festival look like itself then? So there are actual plays that people can go to.
Yes. So we do basically 12 hours a day for three full days of theater as much as we can.
Wow.
There's plenty of workshops if you're interested in learning about things like clowning.
Like clowning.
Yeah, of course.
Who knew?
And then we have five readings. So we do a staged reading of a bunch of different new works, which is sort of like a way to engage the audience in their imagination and put the play up in its simplest form. And then we have guest artists who come join us, like Story Night is going to preview one of their new works.
Oh,
and Project Flux, who is going to do an improv dance set.
So are most of the people that you're bringing in, you know, the playwrights, things like that, are they from out of the area, or do you also try to encourage Idaho artists?
It's a good mix. A lot of our actors, or I would say all of them, are local because we want to, you know, tend to the community here as well. But we are getting we have playwrights all from around the country, Philadelphia. Where else are our playwrights from?
Oh, goodness. We have one of our playwrights at Yale right now in Connecticut.
From Austin, Texas. Yes,
so really from everywhere.
Yes. Absolutely. And we also want directors as well. We have directors coming in from out of town as well.
I'm speaking with Amanda Bashnegel and Caitlin Susan Hartshorn with the Campfire Theater Festival. Now, the festival starts Friday. It will go through Sunday at the Boise Contemporary Theater. When you approached Boise Contemporary Theater, how did they react to this idea more than a year ago?
They have honestly been so kind and welcoming to us in every regard. We sort of pitched to them, like, we have this crazy idea. Could we use your space? We think that you're sort of the perfect partner for us in terms of a company that has established itself in theater and sort of helping a younger one find its footing. And they have been the most generous people to us.
One of the things I think is interesting is that when you talk about the workshops, it's not just about, you know, how to appreciate theater. This is if you might be thinking about, you know, becoming a playwright or something like that, this might be the place for you, correct?
Absolutely. And we have a lot of different workshops. We have workshops, let's see, what are...
We have some workshops in diversity and inclusion. We have some workshops in how to just simply audition, writing for television, directing for stage, how to breathe.
Because that makes the difference.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference.
It makes a huge difference, even when you do what I do. Also, you talk about the business side of theater in some of your workshops. Why is it critical to have workshops like this that might seem, you know, a bit out of the ordinary when we talk about, you know, theater festivals? Mm-hmm. We're normally like, well, let's talk about the business aspect of it.
Mm-hmm. As artists, we often are sort of our own advocates in the room, and we are our own entrepreneurs, and the brand we're selling is ourselves. And we want to make sure that artists have the tools that they need to promote themselves properly and to also figure out like legalities and, you know, what you need to do in order to become a professional artist who can sustain themselves monetarily.
And when we talk about that, can you honestly sustain yourself monetarily as a working artist in a place like Idaho? I ask that, really, in all seriousness, because, you know, when I was growing up, like, if you want to go to the theater, you go to New York. I mean, that's that is the epicenter of theater in this country. How do we play into that?
It is definitely a struggle in Idaho right now. We have some really wonderful opportunities, but they are few and far between. So that's one of the things we're striving to change with this festival is we hire professionally. We pay every single artist we work with to make sure that we're respecting art and the time it takes to make art. But it is a challenge. It's definitely doable, but it's something that we need to keep working towards with help from our community and continuing to keep growing and making new theater.
What are some of those hurdles that you're seeing here in Idaho, Caitlin?
It's hard to get butts in seats, to be honest with you. And it's something where I've found that people, once they get there and they experience it, they're just elated and they're so happy they went. But it's hard to get people to commit to come. And it's a lot of money. A lot of times tickets are expensive and we're not the most accessible, or that's at least what Campfire does. We try and keep our ticket prices low and our festival pass prices low so that it's accessible to everyone. But, you know, going to a professional show sometimes can be kind of expensive.
And is that part of it? Is like the hope and the goal is if you expose people to theater, to the arts,
yes,
it opens up a whole new world.
Absolutely. And one of the things I've always found is sometimes it's hard to get access to theater if you're not seeing yourself on stage or seeing a story that you can relate to. Mm-hmm. So we try to tell a diverse breadth of stories. We have one play this year that has 2 70-year-old actors playing twins, and we have one play this year that has a cast of teenagers playing full high schoolers.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So that way everyone can get a chance to sort of access theater and see different stories that they might find apply to them.
And you have clowning.
Yeah.
Yes. And clowning.
And clowning. So right there, people should go.
We really hope so.
But no, I think that's fascinating, though. I mean, it goes out of the norm of what we think art is.
Mm. Yes, absolutely.
And that's when you bring in something like clowning. I mean, I know we can laugh about it, but truly, it is an art form, whether you want to admit it or not.
100%. And it's sort of one of our tenets of expanding what art and what performance means and the different ways you can access it and find that there is something for everybody.
So it starts Friday, goes through Sunday, Boise Contemporary Theater in Boise. Do you have to go all weekend? Because that's what, 36 hours of theater?
It's a lot. That's a lot. The true die.
Yeah.
But no, you can come to any of our festival performances. They are $10 a ticket, nice and cheap. We have them at 8 o'clock in the evening and 2 o'clock in the afternoons.
Oh, that's perfect then. You know, some of us can't stay out late
anymore. Absolutely.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today. My guest today, Amanda Bushnagel, is the executive director of Campfire Theater Festival, and Caitlin Susan Hartshorn is the producing director of the festival. It runs Friday through Sunday at the Boise Contemporary Theater right in downtown Boise. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.